I guess Peter Pan was right, growing up so wasted time. So
Bonjour à tous, hello listeners of ACET English, welcome back, this is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的老外来了 This is Anne.
So how are you Anne? It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. So I've been focusing on work and you know, I still have a lot of things to work on and sometimes things can get pretty hectic.But I'm enjoying it so far, 就是又忙又快乐的状态。So how about you?
Good. Well, I was actually quite busy as well looking for my next internship, and it is finally confirmed, so I'm happy.
Your internship is confirmed. 你的下一个实习终于确定下来了。I'm so happy for you. So what are you going to do?
It's actually also going to be business related, but this time in the consulting industry.
Oh, so it's in the consulting industry, 咨询这个行业 That's very cool. And you have actually been studying business these past few years, right? 过去这几年里也是在学商科，对不对？
Yes, exactly. I've been studying business management.
Business management, 商务管理 So from your experiences in business, you must have seen and learned some 商务礼仪 and also the differences between the different cultures, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And actually, I did do a podcast with Pian Pian previously talking about the different cultural dimensions, which would help to understand this as well.
对，在我们之前的节目里也有提到过一些 different cultural dimensions, 不同国家文化的一些方面。那这期节目我们就来聊聊不同国家的商务礼仪。哎，米莉，商务礼仪这个用英文应该怎么表达呢？
So in English, we would call these business etiquettes. So they are things that are kind of like unspoken rules in the way you should behave in an environment.
Oh, so business etiquette, they're unspoken rules, 是一些潜在的不言而喻的一些规则。那当你在一个商务环境里 when you're in a business environment, how should you behave? 你应该如何行事呢？
So I think one of the first things that is important is the way you greet someone with a firm handshake.
第一件事是问候的时候要有一个 firm handshake, 握手的时候一定要是很稳很有力的。So your handshake should be strong, right? And very steady.
Yeah. So a firm handshake is a common greeting in Western countries. It signifies confidence and professionalism.
它表达的是一种 confidence, 自信以及 professionalism, 职业精神。
So in the United States and many European countries, a firm handshake is standard.However, in some Nordic countries like Sweden and Finland, handshakes might be lighter.
Oh, so Nordic countries, they're actually a bit different from the US and European countries. 所以对于北欧的国家 Nordic countries, handshakes are lighter. 力度没有那么大握手的时候会比较轻一些
Yeah, and actually I know that in some Asian countries such as Japan or China, handshakes may not be as prevalent traditionally. So maybe simply a nod or a bow might be more customary as a form of greeting.
Yeah, I think especially for Japanese, they will usually nod, 点头 or bow, 鞠一个躬这才是比较 customary, 比较惯常的一种做法。So I heard that a standard bow in a business setting for the Japanese is about a 30 degrees bow when you meet a client. 当你见客户的时候好像30度的鞠躬是比较标准的。
Yeah, it's possible. Their business etiquette is quite strict, I think.
Yeah, it's very strict.
So actually also in the Middle East, so particularly in Islamic countries, people may greet each other with a warm handshake, often accompanied by placing the right hand over the heart. However, opposite gender handshakes can vary, and it's advisable to wait for the other person to initiate so you know what to do.
So in the Middle East, people will shake hands first and then place the right hand over the heart, 把右手放在心口上 right? Mm-hmm. And also, there are gender differences that you have to be aware of. 要注意在跟异性握手的时候可能要等待对方去 initiate, 先做出表示才是比较 advisable, 比较推荐的一种做法。So if you don't know what to do, just wait for the other person to initiate first.
Yes, exactly. So the next one I think that we can talk about is definitely the way you address your colleagues.
The way you address your colleagues, 你如何称呼你的同事? Address your colleagues.
So first names are often used in a business setting, even with your superiors, unless there is a specific title or honorific.
Oh, so even with superiors, 即使是在称呼上级的时候, you use first names, 除非是有一个 specific title, 一个具体的头衔, right? So for example, like doctor, 博士, 或者是一个 honorific, 一个敬称。So what are some honorifics, Mei Li?
For example, we know that if you want to address the queen,
如果你想要称呼比如说英国女王,
then you have to say Queen Elizabeth.
Okay, so just in case.
Yeah, so using first names promotes a sense of equality and friendliness in Western workplaces.
So using first names, it promotes a sense of equality. 可以促进一种平等交流的感觉。A sense of equality, it can also make the workplace more friendly, 更友好。
Exactly. However, in a country like Germany, the use of titles like Herr, Mr. or Frau, Miss, in their language, is quite common, especially in initial business interactions. So once a relationship is established, the use of first name may become more acceptable.
So in Germany, in initial business interactions, 在最初的商务交往里其实还是会互称 Mr. and Miss, but just in German. Could you say in German again?
So I don't speak German, but I believe it is her for Mr. and Frau for Miss.
Oh, wow. I see.
So whereas, for example, in the Netherlands, a direct communication style extends to using first names from the very beginning. So it reflects a more egalitarian approach in business.
So in the Netherlands, people like a direct communication style, 一种比较直接的沟通方式。So they will use first names right from the start.And again, it promotes a sense of equality and it's an egalitarian approach. 是一种平等主义的态度和方式。
Exactly. However, I always advise to follow the lead of your counterparts to see what they do and adapt.
Yeah, exactly. That's always the best thing to do. Just look at your counterparts, 看一下对方是如何行事的 and follow their lead.
So this next one, I personally think is very important because it is about being punctual. So being on time is something that is highly valued in Western business culture.
So this one is about...Being punctual, being on time, 要守时。
So meetings and appointments are expected to start and end as scheduled. Punctuality is a sign of respect for other people's time.
Right, 这些会议和约定, they're expected to start and end as scheduled. 开始和结束时候都要按照定好的来。So it's a sign of respect for others' time. 这表示你很尊重别人的时间。
So some examples of countries would be in, for example, Switzerland and Austria, punctuality is very valued. Some examples of countries would be Switzerland and Austria. It's definitely very valued punctuality. And arriving a few minutes early is considered respectful. Tardiness, even by a few minutes, might be perceived as a lack of professionalism.
Oh, yeah, so Switzerland, 瑞士, that's the country that's famous for making watches, and as well as Austria. So you should arrive a few minutes early, 早到几分钟, and tardiness, which means being late, even for a few minutes, 即使只有几分钟, it's perceived as a lack of professionalism, 也会被看作是 lack of professionalism, 缺乏职业精神。
Yeah, whereas in Spain, being a bit fashionably late for a few minutes is culturally accepted, but still, it's better to be on time for business settings.
Oh, so what do you mean by being fashionably really late.
So it suggests that the person arriving late is doing so in a deliberate and socially acceptable manner. So it's adding an element of charm to their presence in a way.
In Spain, 在西班牙, being late for a few minutes is actually socially acceptable. 在这种文化里是可以接受的。
Yeah, for sure. But I think it's definitely still important to not be too late or try to be on time just as a sign of respect.
Mm-hmm. It's still better to be on time.
So this next one is something that is a little bit different from Chinese business culture.
Oh, what is that?
Most Western countries often appreciate direct and straightforward communication.
Most Western countries appreciate 他们比较欣赏的是 direct and straightforward communication, 非常直接了当的沟通方式。
And in China, it is often the opposite, so people are really careful about the way things are said in order to not have it misunderstood. It's not very straightforward.
Yeah, I think it's true for Japan as well. So people want to be kind and people are careful about the things they say. 他们表达的方式是比较委婉的, not very straightforward. And that's because you don't want the other person to take it the wrong way and you don't want them to get offended. 不想让他们感觉到被冒犯。这也是中国人讲究的以和为贵。
Yeah, so actually in Western countries like the Netherlands, for example, clarity and transparency in communication are valued. And it's acceptable to express opinions openly, but it's important to do so respectfully.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes the balance is really hard to find. 在两者之间找到一个 balance, 一个平衡其实是 it's actually very hard. And I'm still working on it, really. You don't want to say something and then people take it the wrong way, but you also want to express your opinions openly. 既不想要别人误解,又想把自己的意见给表达清楚。It's definitely something that I still need to work on.
Yeah, it's true. It's not always easy. But actually, in UK, for example, which I think is very interesting, is that direct communication is generally appreciated, but there might be a tendency to use a more indirect language just to show criticism or disagreement politely. So this is often referred to as the British politeness.
So the British politeness, 英国人的这种礼貌,英式的礼貌, so that's a bit different. And there's a tendency to use indirect language. 他们比较倾向于用不太直接的语言去 convey criticism or disagreement, 去表达他们的批判或者不同意的意见。诶,我听说有的时候英国人会用一种讽刺的方式去表达自己的 criticism. So they will say things in a sarcastic way, and it may be hard to understand for people in other countries.
Yeah, it's true. British politeness is very interesting, and like you said, it can be a little bit hard to understand sometimes. Okay, so this next one that I think we can talk about also is about dress code.
Oh, so this one is about dress code, 着装的规定。
So, of course, business attire varies by industry, but generally, neat and conservative clothing is preferred.
So be neat, 板正一点, and conservative, 稍微保守一点。
Yeah, so it's always better to be slightly overdressed than underdressed in a Western business setting.
Oh, 所以即使稍微穿得隆重一点, be slightly overdressed, it's still better than underdressed, 还是要比穿得不正式要好。
However, in the tech hubs of Silicon Valley in the States, for example, a more casual dress code is acceptable because people just wear jeans and t-shirt to business meetings, and that is something that can be considered acceptable in that kind of industry and environment.
所以在硅谷工作的人，比如说搞 IT 的， they prefer a casual dress code. 着装就不会这么正式。
Yeah, exactly. Depends on the industry, right? For example, in Scandinavia, so particularly in Sweden and Denmark, there is often a balance between professionalism and a relaxed dress code, so promoting a comfortable and egalitarian work environment.
Right, so again, Sweden and Denmark, 瑞典和丹麦，对于这些北欧国家来说, there's a balance and It's not too professional and it's not too relaxed. 是两者之间的这样一种平衡。
Exactly. And so this last one I think that we can talk about, especially coming close to Chinese New Year,、mm-hmm. is gift giving.So I know that in China, gift giving is very deeply rooted in the culture and the choice of gift is significant.
没错，商务上的送礼还是很重要的。
Yeah, so in Western countries, it is also something that people do actually.
Oh, 所以在西方国家也会送礼。So what kind of gifts do people like to receive?
I would say that gift giving in business might be more reserved and practical gifts are more appreciated over extravagant ones.
他们不太会送很奢侈的礼物 extravagant gifts还是比较喜欢 practical, 比较实用一点的。
Yes, exactly. So there you go. These were some business etiquettes that are important to know in Western countries.
Yeah, thank you, Mei Li. 那我们今天的节目就做到这里。
We hope that you enjoyed this topic. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to comment below and let us know.
欢迎大家在评论区里给我们留言。
This is Mei Li.
And this is Anne.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Set a course for brighter days. Find the second star I'm soaring, and then straight on to the morning.